They had never had a dedicated social studies teacher. It was always the shop teacher, the English teacher taught social studies. So they decided very spur of the moment and said, yeah, we're going to hire you. That was the only job offered. And I talked to a lot of people and they all said, don't go there. It's a bad place.
Is this when Unalaska was supposed to be a real raucous kind of fishing town?
This is the end of the 80s, you know, so the reputation of Dutch had become this horrifically bad place. And the reality was, when I got out here, was just the opposite. It was a great place. The school was teeny, mainly Native at the time. I would say we're probably 80% Native at the time. I think we're 12% Native now. So the very big switch. We just kept growing every year. I remember we had a big ice cream party when we hit 300. That was a big deal.
So you've really seen the school grow and change. What was town like when you first arrived?
You know, no internet, no real radio, no TV news or anything like that. We got 50 free newspapers a day from the Anchorage Times, which is a now defunct paper, except they didn't send them every day. They would send them whenever the plane had room. At some point, we must have had NPR. Oh, you know what we had is, this will take people back, KIAL. People who know that radio station can sing along because they had this old Native guy, Jimmy, would sing Happy Birthday in Yupik every day. Anakanuti Kishkanu. We all knew how to do that one.
You've become an authority on the history of Unalaska and the Aleutian Islands, but that passion didn't bring you here originally, right? It developed after you arrived?
Yeah, I mean, I knew some stuff about World War II out at the end of the chain. Didn't know anything about fishing histories, didn't know anything about, you know, sea otter hunting or Aleut culture or anything like that. And of course, there wasn't any book that it was in. You know, Ray Hudson had done some oral histories with the school, but you couldn't just pick up a book and read the history of the Aleutians. Still can't, by the way. That's my retirement project.
And so you took to the subject over time with the help of Ray Hudson.
Ray Hudson was, who had been here since the 60s and had done this amazing history stuff. He was the librarian, so I would go down and I would say, Ray, Russian Orthodox Church stuff. And the next day there'd be a stack of papers on my desk. So he was real instrumental in getting the information to me. And so the more I got into it, the more I got into it. I mean, it's just such a cool story. And then the thing that I love about Unalaska, you read in a book, then you're talking to somebody, and they're like, oh, my dad did that, or my grandfather. Then you would walk over to where that happened and you'd find a piece of pottery. You know, you'd find like an old coffee mug. You'd find a piece of rusty metal, an old railroad rail in the spot.
We're all still living it.
We're on top of it, all over the place. You know, I was just out walking the tundra this last weekend and found a pile of 18 Coke bottles from World War II.
And so you've had that sort of relationship with this place, and now you're leaving to travel and spend time with your family and to write. How are you feeling about moving on now? Is there anything you want to say to the community before you go?
Well, let me just say this. I was at graduation. A.B. Rankin was sitting there, and I sat next to her. She's recently retired, and so she asked, are you leaving? I said, yeah, I have to leave. You know, I can't afford to stay here. And she looked at me. She said, but this is your home. She hammered me there. She's right. More than half my life, you know, my whole adult life, my whole professional life. I've only taught in one school. Not many teachers can say that. So I don't know. I don't know I have a wonderful word of wisdom. It's an amazing place. There's no place like this in the state or in the country. The one thing I would say to everybody who lives here is take advantage of living here. You have opportunities for everything, to do everything.